Nearly a year ago, a developmentally disabled woman in Spokane died after she was given household cleaning vinegar instead of colonoscopy prep medication. The unusual poisoning death was ruled an accident, but now the Attorney General's office is conducting a criminal investigation. Even so, a cloak of secrecy surrounds the death. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
In Spokane's Chief Gary Park neighborhood is a single-story triplex where people with developmental disabilities live. It's here, in Unit C, that early in the morning of February 27th of last year, a fatal error was made. An overnight caregiver allegedly gave her client, 64-year-old Marion Wilson, a large quantity of Heinz Cleaning Strength vinegar instead of the go-lightly colonoscopy medicine she was supposed to ingest.
It seems really almost impossible to confuse those two liquids, you know, colonoscopy preparation and vinegar.
This is Betty Sweeterman, Washington's Developmental Disabilities Ombuds. Think of her as the watchdog for people like Marion Wilson. Sweeterman says Wilson's death raises a lot of questions.
Why were they confused? Why were they in the same place? How did this happen?
So far, answers to those questions have been elusive. In fact, until recently, Wilson's name wasn't even known. That's because when a vulnerable adult dies in Washington, the agencies responsible for investigating what happened, like Adult Protective Services, won't talk about the case or release relevant records. They cite state and federal laws designed to protect confidential healthcare information, as well as the privacy of vulnerable adults and their caregivers. David Moody is a Seattle attorney who frequently sues the state over its handling of abuse and neglect cases. He says the purpose of confidentiality is to protect the victim. But after a death, he says, it often serves to protect the people involved.
This tragedy occurred 10 months ago, and the public doesn't know what happened here.
What little is known about Wilson's death has been gleaned from other sources. For instance, the Spokane County Medical Examiner released the cause of death, necrosis and inflammation of the esophagus, stomach, and small bowel due to accidental ingestion of household vinegar. Other details are from an investigation by Washington's Residential Care Services, a division of the Department of Social and Health Services. But Director Candace Gehring says her investigators were not tasked with determining who was responsible for the death.
We're not doing a criminal investigation. We don't investigate individual perpetrators. We don't make substantiation of abuse or neglect by an individual.
Instead, Residential Care Services looked at the practices of the company that employed the caregiver, Acres Washington. That investigation resulted in a number of findings, including that Acres staff delayed getting Wilson immediate medical attention and withheld relevant information. Those findings led the state to cancel its contracts with Acres to care for clients in Spokane. Later, those contracts were formally decertified based on a history of noncompliance. Gehring calls Wilson's death tragic and unfortunate, but says her division did its job to protect the public.
I would say there was accountability here. There was a contract that and a certification that a company had that they no longer have.
Acres, though, is still serving clients in other parts of the state. The company is also appealing its decertification in Spokane. In a statement, Acres said it takes the health and safety of its clients extremely seriously and said it was devastated by Wilson's death. Across Washington, more than 4,000 people with developmental disabilities are cared for in their own homes at state expense. But it's a system under stress. Pay for caregivers is low, turnover is high, and the workforce is in constant short supply. Sweeterman, the ombuds, says it's important to learn from what happened in Wilson's case.
Because you don't want this to ever happen again. So it did happen. It seems like it could never happen, but it did, and somebody died.
It's unclear if the Attorney General's investigation currently underway will ultimately lead to criminal charges. The caregiver who allegedly administered the vinegar has apparently not spoken to investigators. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.